Hello and welcome back to Sleepy Time Tales for Kids with me and Xavier. Stan and the Dragon, a story from the Stories of Dragons by Christopher Rawson, adapted by Leslie Sims. Stan was a woodcutter. He lived deep in the forest with his wife. She was sad because they had no children. One day, a wizard appeared in the forest. "You're a good man, Stan," said the wizard. "I can grant you one wish." Stan only wanted one wish. "I wish for as many children as my wife is thinking about now," he said. Stan's wish came true. But they didn't have 2, 10, or even 50 children. They had 100. "Oh no! How will I afford to feed them all?" said Stan. His friend Sam had an idea. "A dragon has been scaring my sheep," he said. "If you can find its cave, you might find treasure." So Stan set off in search of the dragon and its treasure. Stan didn't find the dragon. The dragon found him. When he saw it, Stan knew he couldn't fight the dragon. Instead, he said, "I bet I'm stronger than you. I can squeeze a stone until it drips." "You are strong," grunted the dragon. He didn't know Stan's stone was a lump of old cheese. The dragon took Stan to meet his mother. "It must have been a trick," she said. "If you really are stronger than my son, I'll give you our treasure." She found 2 clubs. "See how far you can both throw these." "I'll throw mine over that mountain," said the dragon. "How about you?" "I can't throw now," Stan said. "The moon's in the way." Now the dragons were scared. Stan was the strongest man they had ever met. They made a plan to kill him in the night. But Stan heard them. He decided to fool them and put a log in his bed. In the middle of the night, the dragon crept to Stan's bed. Bam! He whacked the bed just where he thought Stan's head was. "That's killed him," said the dragon. When Stan appeared the next morning, the dragons were astonished. "I have a little bump on my head," he said. "Perhaps a flea bit me in the night." Stan was much too clever for the terrified dragons. They took out their treasure. "Here," they said, "take it. Just go away and leave us alone." "If you're sure, this is very kind." They even carried the treasure home for him. Stan had enough gold to buy his huge family all the food they could eat. See you soon for the next story. Sleep tight, nighty night.